Oh, so you sat out with the foot thing today? Was it just a rest day?
Or? Yeah, it was just a rest day. You know, I pretty much beat it up over the last couple weeks or so. So it was more of, you know, letting it calm down a little bit. So, you know, I'll be back to practice tomorrow.
No setback in the game on Sunday?
Oh, I guess you could a little bit. Yeah.
But you'll fully practice tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
What are you guys kind of emphasizing this week? Another road game. You know, you talked after the game the other day about kind of the problems of not bringing the energy on the road. And I know you guys talked about that.
The goal for this week is to stay locked in, to stay focused. You know, when we get down there, you know, it's going to be crazy. You know, the fans are going to be going crazy, and you know, we're going to be inside that dome. And, you know, the most important thing we need to do, you know, is focus on the task at hand. And, you know, and as a defense, you know, we need to go out and get third down stops, you know, and keep Breeze on the sideline as much as we can.
What's the toughest part about playing in that environment?
I mean, it gets loud. You know, it gets crazy. You know, they fans love their ball club down there. And, you know, they always come out to support them. And, you know, we just have to block all that out. And try to go win this ball game.
What different was today? The whole team. You got a new quarterback. Mm-hmm. About the rest of the season. So how different was today for you guys?
I feel like nothing's really changed. You know, in this game, you know, when someone goes down, someone comes up. You know, you just try your best to, you know, surround that guy, and and let him know that we got his back. You know, no matter what.
How do you think Buster has played since that poor game he had in Miami?
He's been tremendous. I mean, it speaks for itself, you know, the way he's been out there, you know, playing, you know, each and every week. And, you know, Buster's one of those guys where, you know, he doesn't let too much get to him. You know, you always see him if something bad happens, you know, his face expression, his body language never changes. And, you know, and I feel like that's a good thing, especially playing the cornerback position, because, you know, you're going to have those games where, you know, you feel like nothing's going your way, you know, and you got to respond the next week.
Do you feel like that game sparked him at all in a way?
I just feel like he's approached the game, you know, the same way the whole year. You know, like I said, you know, sometime in the NFL things happen. You know, like those guys on the other side are, you know, is good as well. And you know, it's just how you bounce back from, you know, those games.
Any way you guys can change your approaches to road games, especially at the start? Because you guys talk a lot about being flat.
Right. I mean, we just got to come out with that energy. We got to be focused. You know, no matter what it is, you know, people can say, you know, we don't have a chance for the playoffs, or, you know, what are you playing for? We're playing for a lot. You know, we're playing for pride. You know, we're playing, you know, if we can ruin other people's chances, you know, in any way that we can, you know, we going out to compete, you know, to win the football game.
When you went back and looked at the film of your matchup with Thomas on Sunday, mm-hmm. what could you have done better there?
First of all, I could have not been limping the whole game, but you know, ain't no excuses, man. You know, they got him the ball in big time situations. When they needed first downs, they went to him, and you know, and they completed, you know, passes, and I was the guy that was guarding him, and you know, and my performance was an embarrassment, you know, to myself, to this ball club. You know, I know I'm way better than what I put out there, you know, on last Sunday.